Hello, Ryan.
KN4 TFW Mobile.
Good morning, Ken, KN4 NAP. Just had cut it on, caught you signing on.
You must be running late. Sorry to hear that. Must be waiting on to be able to work in the rain this morning.
Well, believe me, I've been working in it. I could have left the drop at 1 o'clock, but since it's Wednesday, and I got a bunch of inserts I had to put in the paper, instead of riding down the road fighting with it, I stayed there and inserted everything. So it makes me run a little bit late.
Yeah, roger that. At least you can get it all done. You ain't got to do it while you're driving, right?
It's a big help. I still got a bag and tag, but took a lot of pain in the neck out of it tonight.
Man, just passed the school bus.
You just passed the school bus?
He was coming up to a little stop sign with the lights on. I was like, man, that's a little bit early.
Maybe they just start.
Yeah, so on that chapter 4 in that extra class, you might as well just remember to remember what the answer is and forget those formulas and everything.
I played for those formulas when I looked at that section. YouTube and I even made some of my own up just to see what would happen. I don't even know if I'd write or not, but looked good anyway.
Oh, that's all we have for that.
Morning, Al.
Good morning, Al.
Yeah, I got the transfer locked on issue here. For some reason, it doesn't stay locked there.
So how many questions have we got memorized? 4 or 5?
Yeah, that's about it. 4 or 5 and that. And the probability of getting that many is pretty slim. He said there's like 12 tests that they pull from and that, and one of them doesn't have any math on it. A couple of them have some. The chances of getting more than 2 questions is pretty slim.
Yeah, well, they gave me the hardest test in the whole book.
Knowing my luck, I'd get the one with all the math in it.
Well, they did that to me. They're supposed to admit a diagram, and you can't see. So they gave me the darn hardest math there was. I said, that's crazy enough.
I like playing with them diagrams.
Well, the one thing is kind of complicated to understand is the Smith chart. But once you understand how that works, that's the most complicated part of it.
Y'all haven't got to the schematics yet, have you?
No, we haven't got to that. That's probably in a couple of weeks.
But those schematics are very important because you need to understand those.
Well, I've been taking the practice test, and I'm about up to 70% right now.
Test I took was when I was up in Kentucky, and I was only at like 38%, so I gotta do it, but I only studied a little bit of the book. I haven't done a lot, so I need to start doing those practice tests and that for sure.
Well, I probably got 2 months of studying on you and taking that practice test on you, so you'll catch up past me.
I hear you. I had about 20 minutes to jump on the radio last night before class, and that made 2 good contacts on 20 meter and that. But man, we were talking. He was a 5.9, and all of a sudden, bam, he was a 4.1, and that the band just went away.
20 meters goes away at nighttime quite quickly.
KK4POT Mobile.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing?
doing better when this week is over with.
I'm kicking.
Yeah, not doing too bad. My donkey's dragging a little bit this morning.
Yeah, roger that. I think mine's still asleep. And then I guess we got to get our duck suits out for tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Last night they were saying maybe up to, like, 7 inches. It's like, man, that's going to be a definite washout.
Yeah, roger that. I guess we'll just, I might just take my kayak to work tomorrow, maybe just ride it back home.
The only good thing about tomorrow is I'm taking tomorrow off. It'd be my birthday and that, so I'm just going to take it off. Me and Mama going to do something. But it looks like what we're going to be doing is getting wet.
Yeah, roger that. Well, happy early birthday to you. That'll be nice to take the day off with her and just hang back and chill out a little bit, so that's cool. Yeah, that's a good deal. So, yeah, happy early birthday.
Yeah, thank you much.
Yeah, happy early birthday.
Well, it looks like you got a little bit of a birthday present already. I just saw gas was at $1.95 over here.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, when we all went out to eat, we were coming back home. It's like, man, I'm going to stop here and get gas because it's a lot cheaper over there than it is over here.
Well, you know what, guys, Cap, you know something? I'll tell you what, that's what happens when we start getting ourselves our independence from the oil situation to get our oil, and that's what's going on.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. You know, the gas is going down right here, but our oil delivery guy, they got, you know, that delivers our machine oils and everything, said that the oil prices were getting ready to go up 12%. On the barrels of oil that we're using, and heck, some of them are already $3,000 a barrel.
That's because the Democrats' crop with Holland oil and stuff like that, because there's a war on that kind of stuff in this country. Just like soy, you buy Holland oil, it's like $12 or more a gallon. It's ridiculous. And I learned, you don't use that water-soluble crap either. I learned my lesson with that. What it is the environmental tax garbage. So it's raining out there pretty hard?
Nah, just sprinkling over here in Taylor's right now.
Yeah, I'm hearing rain outside, so I might not be doing much over here either. But I can't believe it. Yeah, and unfortunately, you have to use Holland oils. You can't substitute for anything else either.
I think the big rain is tonight and then tomorrow and tomorrow night for sure.
That's one thing we don't need any more of. What is it, about 5:30?
5:27.
Yeah, I knew it was close. I didn't check my clock. I finally got my alarm set to 6:06. We'll see. So at least I know when the alarm's going to go off. Okay, I'm still locked in right here. I think I unlocked the transceiver. We'll see if it stays there.
All right, fun fact for the day for you. Just passed a Wendy's, and their sign says that they have breakfast coming soon.
I haven't heard anything about that. I passed a couple of them myself, but I didn't even notice.
Yeah, I thought I saw something on the news about it, just flipping through some news stuff, and I just saw it on the sign out there. So, yeah, looks like it's legit.
Hey, might have to try it one day. I can't hardly pass up breakfast.
Yeah, if they get that right, they'll have something going for them there. So, yeah, be worth checking out.
Yeah, Ed's about running me on watching the news in the evening like he used to do. Now he sold me that radio, and now I'm just always on the radio and not watching the news and knowing what's going on in the world.
Yeah, roger that. New little toys will do that to you.
Okay, I'll fire Freddy.
KN4TFW.
KK4POT.
KM4NAP.
You know, it's funny. I remember one time, I was amazed that, the other day, was he crammed off his sweat on the radio? I couldn't believe it. I was laughing. What is the fine for radio? Is it 500,000 bucks if you get caught using bad language on the air? I think that's what it is, isn't it?
One more time. I didn't catch all of that.
I think for radio stations, I think it's for TV stations, it's a $500,000 fine for using bad language on the air. Because I think for us it's $10,000 if we do it.
KK4 and XZ Mobile. Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
And you guys quiet this morning, ain't you?
Yeah, our donkeys are dragging this morning.
Well, I hate to hear that. I mean, it is hump day.
Yeah, we'll get there. We're just thinking about what kind of raincoat we need for this evening and tomorrow.
Well, as long as it rains like it has been, it'd be okay with me.
Yeah, last night they were saying up to 7 inches.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't want anything that fast.
Wow, that's a lot of rain, man.
I think they settled on at least definitely 4, but could be up to 7.
It's my goal, French.
Well, I'm rolling up. I'm going to hop out of here. 7-3s to everybody. Hope you have a fantastic day. KK4POT.
7-3, Tim.
Yeah, 7-3, Tim. Be good and stay dry and be safe tomorrow, and I'll catch you on the radio on Friday morning, hopefully.
Catch you shortly, KK4 and XC.
Catch you later, KK4.
Ed, you having a good morning so far?
So far, so good. I haven't had any trouble as of yet. Been able to stay dry, so that's the main thing.
Oh, yeah.
So in the mornings when you're unloading papers and everything, are you undercover or are you out in the weather?
Nah, we got a little dock here we back it up into and unload them.
Yeah, well, that's good. At least you'll be out of the rain anyway.
Believe me, I get my exercise helping unload that truck. You have to come over one morning and help me.
Yeah, that's what's keeping you young, right?
I thought it was hanging out with you guys. Because y'all are younger than I am.
Yeah, I'm trying to catch you, though.
We don't act like it. I refuse to grow up.
Roger on that one.
Yeah, I was going to try and catch one. I thought it was pretty funny. I was in the grocery store and they had one of those, you know, those carts that you know, like a motorized car, like a wheelchair. I said, this would be fun trying to drive this thing. With a red cane, that'd be funny, wouldn't it?
Would that make you try out and get a license to drive it?
Now, it's too hard to do that, because the way the grocery stores are set up, you couldn't really safely do it. It'd be funny to see someone try it, though. So you're doing, how many cross training? You're doing 160 pages, is that what you said you're doing?
Well, tonight I've got 200 and, I think somewhere around 249, somewhere around in there.
So you gotta get bundles and load them in a truck. That's probably I don't know how many bundles it would be, how hard it is to load them. It's probably quite a bit.
Well, it all depends on what they put in them. The Greenville paper comes in 50s, and sometimes those bundles weigh probably around 40, 45 pounds, because all the stuff that comes in them. And then Anderson, they'll break it up down into as many as 20 to a bundle, and they'll probably weigh about, I don't know, maybe 15 pounds a piece.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's hard on me doing. I was working on epoxy and stuff, and oxygen problems, and couldn't breathe. I was putting a crankshaft in. I had to curl the stupid things in my arms. I had to curl a 45-pound crankshaft and set it into place, and I had a hard time with it, boy.
It's starting to rain heavier when I get real close to work. KN4TFW.
Yeah, have you got a ways to walk from where you park into the plant?
Yeah, I park up on a hill about as far away as I can. There's a spot all out there by itself. You don't have to worry about anybody messing with it. And I can use the exercise. You got to go up a set of stairs also to get up to the upper level parking. And that's, it's about, maybe it's 100 yards.
Well, I'm sure you got an umbrella.
Yeah, I do. It's broken to different.
Yeah, well,
I use one of those little, I guess, mileage things, whatever, on the phone. Supposed to be for help and stuff, keep up these steps and stuff. I said it one night before I went into the apartment and come out, and I had gone 1.2 miles.
It adds up a lot quicker than what you think it does.
Yeah, my wife's got an app on her phone that she uses all the time about how many steps she climbed and how far she's walked.
Yeah, I know the walkways in the plant are all painted yellow, and I had to get them repainted, so I had one of them little measuring wheels and walking around the plant, and it's like, man, that is over 2,000 feet of walkway. Well, guys, I have arrived, and so I'm going to try to get in here before the bottom just totally falls out, and hope you guys have an awesome day and be safe, and I won't be on the radio in the morning, but hopefully I'll catch you guys on Friday. KN4TFW.
Glad you made it in. 732, have a good day, and enjoy your birthday tomorrow.
Take care.
Take care. Have a good day. KK4 and
XC. We're sorry, go with you.
Mike, you remember Harold telling you about the water leak he couldn't find?
Oh, yeah.
He found it. It was on top of the engine.
What was it?
He said it was one of the lines. That's all he told me. He said it had a real small pinhole in it, and it was just steaming out.
They got those lines that go all the way around the back, and some of them are plastic and stuff, and they leak sometimes.
Well, how's he liking that hood?
Well, it was supposed to have been done Saturday, and they ran into some issues. They put some new light mounts, lights in, and one of them broke, so they had to order parts, but he didn't get it back until yesterday. And when I talked to him, he was on his way down there to get it.
Well, today with the computer match color systems they have, they can match any color you want.
He ain't gonna get it painted, is he?
He said if it came primed, he was just going to go get some Rust-Oleum white and spray it with that. He said he wasn't going to put a lot of money in the paint.
Well, Rust-Oleum is pretty good paint. That'll stay there forever. I redid my tower. We did it with Hammerite. I don't know if you ever use that stuff. We painted it with Hammerite. and it's nice oil-based metallic, and that's one of the reasons it conducts RF.
What's the name of that stuff that they paint airplanes with?
I have no idea.
Somebody told me once. I can't remember what it was, though.
Yeah, back in the 80s, the boys in the shop was bragging about painting their cars with that stuff and how good a paint it was. And I think if I heard the name, I'd recognize it, but I haven't heard any, you know, anybody doing anything with it here in the past, 5-10 years.
Big thing now, wrapping.
What is that?
The big thing about cars now is wrapping them in vinyl.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of that going on.
Well, you reckon if I wrap myself in vinyl, I'd look better?
You know, that's a trap that you're trying to coax me into. I'm not going in that trap.
Always knew you was a sly old fox.
You running behind this morning or on time?
Just a smidgen behind on time. Not much, though.
From what you're saying, you're probably about halfway through from where you usually are.
I'm just about done.
Well, your signal's hanging in there pretty good. It's kind of funny, this morning I haven't seen that interference problem that I have every single morning.
If it's going to rain, I wish it'd go ahead and just start raining, quit this mist and stuff.
I don't know. I could deal with the mist a little bit better than just the downpour.
Okay,
I just hate having the wipers on intermittent. After a while, they get a little irritating. But at least we're not supposed to get what Northeast Texas is supposed to get. They're supposed to get sleet and freezing rain.
Yeah, we missed out on the snow this year.
Don't hear me complaining.
We're going to get hit toward the middle end of February.
We normally get it at the beginning of February, don't we?
When I first moved down here about 12, 13 years ago, we had the same weather pattern we do right now.
Miserable.
Yeah, crap.
Mike, well, I think about it. Miss Shelley told Carol about the Hawthorne Berry capsule. She could only get them at GNC. We found them at Walmart in Central.
Oh, wow. I have to check up here at Walmart.
You know what's interesting, too, guys? You ever, you know, those wild berries you run into in the woods?
No, I don't need anything I'm not familiar with.
Well, there's some you can't eat. I forgot which ones, but there's some wild berries that grow around here that you can't eat, and they're really good for you.
I know what elderberries are. They're really good for you. You got to cook them. I know what muscadines are. They look like a wild grape. Those are good. There's a couple more, but I don't just eat berries.
Yeah, I don't know which ones. I read about somewhere about that. I'm assuming it's after 6. My alarm hasn't gone off yet.
12-2.
Oh, it's 12 to 6 now, okay. That's why it hasn't gone off yet.
Mike, I got a great big huckleberry bush there in the yard. When it loads up, I'll tell you to come help yourself, because it's just like, tastes just like blackberries, and I'm not all that fond of blackberries.
Oh, that's my favorite is blackberries.
You mix those with some clean water and you got yourself a real good fruit.
I'd love to try some huckleberries. I wouldn't mind seeing what you had to do to transplant or get a cutting off of it. Maybe I could plant one.
Won't be no problem to get whatever you need.
I've caught hazelnuts out in the wild. I've eaten hazelnut. I really like hazelnut.
I prefer hickory nuts.
I like just about any kind of edible nut.
Yeah, nuts are extremely good for you, too. You know what the deal is with peanut allergy? You don't want kids to have a problem with that because the moms don't eat enough nuts when their immune systems aren't strong enough, and that's why the kids have bad immune systems, because the mothers don't eat enough nuts and stuff like that when they're pregnant, so they have an issue with it. That's why the kids have peanut allergies.
Well, those berries, they get about the size of my thumb, so you'll have plenty to take home and make you some jam and stuff, can for an AP Friday.
Yeah, you let me know when they're ready.
Well, if everything goes as normal, they'll probably be ready about the end of April.
Oh, good deal. That's one thing I wish I could get my wife to do is can. She will not can.
Must have had a bad experience.
You know, I really don't know what it is. I don't know, you know, I have been on her about that. She just, I'm not doing it. I don't know what the disconnect is.
It's not that hard to do. You just got to be careful when you seal the jars, that's all.
Yeah, my mom used to do it. Didn't seem like a big deal. But she don't touch it.
I had an incident one day and scared her a little bit, but it's not... It's like pressure cookers. You don't make a big deal out of the old ones. But, you know, if you take care of and use one right, you don't have a problem with them.
What do you want in cans, Mike?
Me, anything, everything I get my hands on. Deer meat, primarily right now. I can get it out of the freezer and cut that freezer off downstairs. That'll help me out a little bit.
I never did see my mama do it, but one of the officers that used to work with me, he would tell about his grandmother cooking sausage and putting it in a jar and then pouring hot grease over it to seal it over and then putting the lid on it. And that's how they kept their sausage.
That makes sense. I've never heard of it done that way, but that makes sense.
Yeah, bud.
Now, my mama used to make her own corned beef.
I found corned beef is hard to cook, but I found a trick to it.
You gonna tell us or you gonna make us ask?
I'm gonna tell you how to do it. The best way to do it, believe it or not, is a little bit of vinegar and put it in the crock pot and just let it simmer all day, and believe me, it comes out real good.
I'll tell you what I've had a hankering to do is I watched on YouTube, I mean, a plethora of videos on making your own bacon, and I'd love to get a slab of belly fat and start that process. They showed how to sugar cure it. But man, that looked good. Cut your bacon as thick as you want to. I like my bacon thick.
Plus, it makes it a lot easier to cook it when it's thicker. It's harder to cook that fat stuff. It's sort of a real pain to do that.
I don't know if they still got them now or not.
I don't know, we did.
I want to get a smokehouse. Cabela's used to sell them. I don't know if they're still doing that.
Yeah, my son-in-law was talking about build. You talking about an actual smoke house. My son-in-law was talking about building one.
It's really good to smoke to me, and it comes out really good. You can smoke just about anything.
Did you guys have one?
We didn't have one. I knew somebody that did, but I'd love to have one. The ones that Cabela's had were made out of aluminum. And I think the biggest one was over like 4 or 5 ounces.
Were these small boxes or how big were they?
I don't remember. Because it's been several years since I've seen one in Cabela's.
Try to store it for aluminum.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Most everybody's moved away from aluminum.
Aluminum's a very bad idea for doing stuff like that. You also got to be careful what kind of paint you use if you're going to paint it.
If that son-in-law builds one, let me know. I'd like to go down and see it one day.
Yeah, you need to go down and see his place anyways. He's got a beautiful place on 20 acres. He's got a little bit of a, I'd say it's not a river, but it's a good-sized creek running through his place.
Black sand?
I hadn't really poked around in it. I know we've been through it with the four-wheeler. I hadn't poked around in it.
Next time you're down there, sort of poke around in a little bit and see what you can come up with.
Oh, I bet that creek's moving right now.
Oh, yeah, that waterfall behind my house is moving. Hey, I'm Destinated, guys. Y'all have a good day. 7-3s to you. Be careful. Be safe. Get plenty of rest. And we'll catch you in the morning, Lord willing. KK4NXC, clear on your final.
Well, glad you made it in. Talk to you in the morning. Don't work too hard. And I'm about 3 minutes from the house myself. So you have a good one. KM4NAP, sending 7-3s your way.
So you're close. I just want to see if the signal hangs in until you get there.
Well, I hope the signal hangs in there because I'm guessing I'm about 45 miles away from the repeater.
Careful, okay. Yeah, my alarm just went off, so it must be 606 or 607.
It must be. I don't know. I don't have my clock on the truck, so I don't know.
Well, how far from the house are you now?
Yes, about a minute and a half. And it's 6:06. I pull my phone down and look.
Okay, so about a minute and a half, you'll be home. And so far, my signal's hung in all the way, if that's the case.
It's probably the best night you've had in a while.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever was causing the problem down there isn't there right now.
Well, maybe it won't come back.
Well, I certainly hope not, because I'm tired of dealing with it.
Since they put 5G on that tower next to the house on 80 meters, I'm right by the constant 7 noise level.
Yeah, that's about normal for around here.
Well, they put that 5G up there, I didn't have no problem. A lot of times, noise level would be like 1, maybe 2. I don't know. It's showing a lot of RF problems. I'll have to get a filter or something, try and take it out.
You need a noise canceling antenna, what you need to build. That'll stop it. But you could make a choke. You might just need a choke on it, and that might solve it.
The antenna I got a friend of mine made for me, and I'm going to use it until I have to replace it, because that old antenna's done me a good job. I've been running it for 5 years and no problems.
Well, like I said to you, there might be something in your area that wasn't there before.
All right, Al, I'll catch you in the morning. You have a good one. And I'm going to go in here and fire up the coffee pot. So 73's to you, KM4 and 8 clear.
KM4 and 73's. I haven't seen the problem come back, so talk to you later. KM4 and clear.